Well, happy, happy, Love and healthy Talk Saturday. Radio. Welcome to www.blogtalkradio.com/masterminders. It's great to be here with you again on another Saturday morning while we talk about Think and Grow Rich, the book written by Napoleon Hill some 70 years ago, and also to concentrate on our focus out of the 10 areas of life that we as masterminders work with each day, and that is health. So hopefully we're all doing well out there this Saturday morning, and we want to invite you by joining us at 661-554-9219 and pressing the number 1 if you wish to speak to us while we are on the air. Or a reminder that you may tweet your friends or go on Facebook and invite people to listen to the show presented by the International Masterminders every Saturday morning on this station at Blog Talk Radio. And you do this just by logging into your computer at blogtalkradio.com/masterminders. The president of International Masterminders is Anne McNeil, and she has cast a broad sphere of influence over many of the women primarily that she has met over the past 30 years. Masterminding has transformed Anne's life from a confused, somewhat penniless college student, a college graduate, into a dynamic, powerful member of the masterminding community, as well as the community at large, and whose mantra is, you have to have a dream, to have a dream come true. And in the mastermind circle, she is known as the masterminder building masterminds, as Anne has risen to great success as a construction owner, an owner of a construction company, and also in influencing the lives of everyone literally with whom she has come in contact. These shows, as we go forward over the next 3 weeks, although we are going to refer to the Napoleon Hill book throughout the conversation, we are really going to be focusing on health. And the Women of Balance, which consists of four women, Cheryl, Izzy, and Alice, and Patricia, made a commitment after going to the annual meeting in January, which was held in North Florida, up in Deerfield, to make health a goal for 2012, a goal for their group. And this came about because the president of International Masterminders, Anne McNeil, declared that this year we were going to focus on health as an area where we needed to make action plans and take our health in our own hands. So we decided that we would make a contribution to all our listeners and to all the people with whom we come in contact with, as well as our masterminding colleagues. Let me remind you that if you wish to call in, you certainly can do so by calling 661-554-9219. And if you wish to talk to us, just press 1. Okay, and we will be able to take your questions. And also to remember that you may learn more about International Masterminders by going to www.internationalmasterminders.com. And to let you know that if you want to ever visit this organization in person twice a year, there is a meeting. One is coming up probably July, August of 2012, and by visiting the website, you will be able to see when and where this meeting is being held. It is quite inspirational and can give you a very good idea of why people mastermind or become masterminders. I hope both Izzy and Alice, fellow masterminders, have had the opportunity to join our show this morning, as they may have questions, and maybe Anne McNeil is out there as well, and Betty Knighton, who was on last week, and we look forward to hearing from you. And hope everyone is just doing great and feeling healthy, 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 as you're up so early this Saturday morning. So for the people who may not be masterminders, or followers who may not be masterminders, we like each Saturday morning in this series of shows to just give you a little background on what is masterminding, how did it come about, and why do people even want to mastermind. In the previous shows, the groups who have done it have literally gone through each of the chapters of the basic book which started this whole concept, and the book is Think and Grow Rich. But for the month of March, we are not doing the book in depth. We're just looking at sometimes how this book and the topic of health all become intertwined and intermingled, because the greatest riches one can ever possess is that bank account that is filled with nothing but good health. So some 75 years ago, Napoleon Hill was a young man, and he published this book in 1937. And the book is called Think and Grow Rich. And it has been a bestseller and has sold millions and millions of copies and has had many revisions over the years. And the amazing thing about this book, that it still has relevance in the 21st century. Anne McNeil, to whom we have referred already, is a very modern-day woman and who is not 75 years old yet, but was interviewed by the publisher of one of the editions of Think and Grow Rich and has an entire paragraph in the testimonial section of this book. She, like many of us listening today, became a masterminder after reading Napoleon Hill's Think and Grow Rich. And for many of us, we became masterminders through our encounter, not only with the book, but some of us with Anne McNeil first, some of us with the book first, and then Anne McNeil later. And really seeing how she lives her life is a inspiration and a living and breathing of example of how one's life can be dramatically affected in the most positive way when the practices of this book are carried out with the diligence required to reach our burning desire. Napoleon Hill was a young man who had the good fortune to know Dale Carnegie. And Dale Carnegie, as we all know, was a very highly respected gentleman who was in the steel industry, but he was born to great wealth and then acquired it. So he charged Napoleon Hill with trying to find out and to sort of quantify and to explain how people achieved great wealth. So Napoleon Hill then set out to interview some of the most successful and affluent people of his time. And in 1937, those people were like Dale Carnegie, Charles Schwab, and which are names still familiar to us. But in our most recent editions, they're talking to people like, you know, Bill Gates, And these are the people who have used these kinds of philosophies and practices, which are set out in about the 16 chapters or so, depending on the edition, which is in Think and Grow Rich. And what did Napoleon Hill really find? Well, he found that if you can learn to think like the rich, we can discover wealth and success. So what do? You just wake up one morning and say, I am going to think like the rich. It doesn't quite happen like that. What you have to do is to read the book and learn what they call the secret. But the secret really, as you read the book, has to do with an idea that creates an opportunity and an idea which might and which can turn into the burning desire, which then will give you the kinds of riches that you have outlined and stated that you want. Because one of the things Napoleon Hill emphasizes in his book is that you have to state very clearly how much money you want to make. For some people, they find that a little disturbing because they say life is not all about money, and it isn't. So it can be about changing relationships. But whatever your burning desire is, has to be stated, has to be written down, has to be said twice a day, and you have to think it, because they talk about the concept of auto-suggestion, and it's just as easy to think poor as it is to think rich. So basically, again, he found that you can learn to think like the rich, and if we do, we can discover wealth and success. It is using these principles and coming together with people of like mind who wish to achieve great success, as we said, either in monetary terms or in personal terms, and this group working in a harmonious and respectful atmosphere, supporting each other's burning desires, and being held accountable, that make us masterminders. And by taking action, having a plan, carrying out the plan every day, that we are then masterminding. If anybody has any questions or any comments, kindly press 1, and we'll be happy to invite you to be a part of the conversation and to share your thoughts with the listening audience. And to do so, just dial 661-554-9219, press 1. And remember that this program comes every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. on blogtalkradio.com/masterminders, and is brought to you by internationalmasterminders.com, founded by Ann McNeil and based on the principles of the Napoleon Hill book, Think and Grow Rich, and the masterminding group, which is presenting for the month of March, are the Ladies of Balance. And they are Izzy, Patricia, Cheryl, and Alice, and we hope you're all out there listening this morning. I wanted to read something to you today from what is called Think and Grow Rich Every Day, and it's a book entitled 365 Days of Success from the Writings of Napoleon Hill. And what this book does is that it takes each of the chapters of the original book, and it breaks it down into sort of like a guide for the day or an inspiration for the day or for an affirmation for the day, so that each date of the year, so you don't have an actual year, but you have the date, you can read an inspirational quote directly from the book. Today happens to be March 10th, and the quote today says, your ability to use the principles of auto-suggestion, and remember we talked about auto-suggestion really being simplified is to what you think is what you get, and you can think as easily to be poor as you can think to be rich, you can think to be sick as you can think to be wealthy. So it's with what you put out there and what you think in your mind is what happens in your life. And it says, your ability to use the principle of auto-suggestion will depend very largely upon your capacity to concentrate upon a given desire until that desire becomes a burning obsession, and that and your health. When you begin to carry out the first of the six steps, which instructs you to fix in your own mind the exact amount of money you desire, or we can translate that into also the exact amount of health we would like, hold your thoughts on that amount of money by concentration or fixation of attention with your eyes closed until you can actually see the physical appearance of the money. Do this at least once each day. As you go through these exercises, follow the instructions given in the chapter on faith and see yourself actually in possession of the money. Now, everywhere that it says money, if you think about it, you can also insert the word health, okay? So you can hold your thoughts, you can fixate on being healthy, close your eyes until you see the physical appearance you would like to be. Maybe you are overweight, maybe your cholesterol numbers are not good and you'd like to see numbers under 100. And this way you can have auto-suggestion help you to become a healthier person. I see there are several people on the line, and if anybody wants to speak on the radio and share, by all means, please press 1 and join in the conversation. Our topic, as we said today, is health. And in the version of the Napoleon Hill book that I'm currently reading, this is in the chapter that talks about specialized knowledge. And it is called The Fourth Step to Riches. And Napoleon Hill states that there are two kinds of knowledge, general and specialized. And he makes it rather clear that, you know, all of us can get general knowledge. You can go to school and get all this knowledge, but it's what you do with it that's very important. And I'm going to just read to you briefly one of the things he says about this knowledge, because what we are doing here on the radio is giving you specialized knowledge, but it only becomes specialized when you take the information about health that we're going to share and put it to good use. Therefore, as we share knowledge about health and how you apply this information and the plans you put in place to use this information or how you receive it, in this case from a mastermind group, as Andrew Carnegie pointed out, whatever specialized knowledge he required to run his steel mill, he was able to get from his masterminding group, because a single individual does not have to know everything, but you need to know where you can get the knowledge you need. So here is a place on Saturday mornings that for the next 3 weeks that you can get the knowledge you need to become healthier, but it won't work unless you actually put it to work. And he says a little bit more precisely that there are two kinds of knowledge. One is general and the other is specialized. General knowledge, no matter how great in the quantity or variety it may be, of but little use in the accumulation of money, or in this case, in the accumulation of doing things to become healthy. Knowledge will not attract money unless it is organized and intelligently directed through practical plan of actions to a definite end, so that you can accumulate the money you want, and in this case, accumulate the healthy lifestyle that we all should want. Knowledge is power, he says, is a fallacy. It is nothing of the sort. Knowledge is only potential power. It becomes power only when and if it is organized into definite plans of action and directed to a definite end. Now, I think all of us on the phone can relate to that. We all know that if we are overweight, we need to eat less, and we need to exercise more, and we don't need to eat all the sweets we eat, and we eat and need to eat less processed foods. We have that knowledge. That is general knowledge. But what action plans do we put into place every day to make those goals a reality, so that if that is our burning desire, what plans are we putting in place? What actions are we taking so that the knowledge that we gain here, this specialized, becomes specialized knowledge? Any questions on that? We have a wonderful number of callers online, and would love to hear from any of them. We have a caller who has been online for a long time. I don't know if that caller is interested in speaking with us or sharing, but we certainly love your dedication to listening in to this show being presented by the International Masterminders. President Anne McNeil is a founder, and this show is on every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. on blogtalkradio.com / Masterminders, and you may listen by going to 661-554-9219 and pressing 1 to speak to the host, which happens to be Patricia Edwards today. And or you may just stream in and listen, and you certainly can tweet your fellow masterminders or your friends to join in and listen on the show, or you may go to Facebook and just let people know about the show as we're speaking, okay? Since we're talking about health and specialized knowledge and making use of specialized knowledge, and that the knowledge has no value except that which we can be gained from its application towards some worthy end, let us, as we listen to this show, at least exercise while we're listening, or some people might be on their treadmill, or just move your legs, do wonderful things like deep breathing, or if you're eating, make it a healthy meal or a snack, crunching on an apple, or drinking water, or if you're so that you are working on putting the specialized knowledge you have gained from various avenues, throughout your life into the most worthy of causes. And that cause is you, just you. So if you were able to join us last Saturday, you will recall that we spoke about topics which will be covered throughout the year in the area of health. Now, you need to understand and know that as masterminders, we live a balanced, we like to think a balanced life, because each day we have to look at our life in its totality. And therefore, we not only deal with health or finances, but we look at all areas of life. And we look at the areas of creativity. We look at the areas, there are 10 areas, creativity, our finances, our spiritual well-being, our civic, our family, our education, business, and health. And I hope I didn't leave out any of their masterminders. So as we go forward with this series on health, as I said, we will be talking about not only the book, but we'll be talking about heart disease, diabetes, breast and prostate cancer. And in the show last week, we talked about advanced directives. And we explained that advanced directives were the documents that each of us needs to prepare long before there is any catastrophic event in our life in the area of health, which may make it impossible for us to make decisions on our own behalf, and those decisions will be left to people who might not know what our wishes are. And in today of modern medicine, they want things written down, and that is why they call them advanced directives. One of our listeners last week, Betty Knighton, highlighted the importance of making the right monetary choices, and this was based upon the recent article by the Woman of Balance in the IMA newsletter, where we have to make a very important choice about how we spend our money. Is it hair versus health? Is it shoes versus purchasing health care insurance? Is it the tattoo versus the health care insurance? Is it the many dollar store visits versus health care insurance? Is it the designer bag versus health care insurance? Shopping, because I work and I deserve to shop, versus health care insurance. So one of the most critical things that we can do towards our health is to make sure we make the right choices and put our money where our health is, and that is purchasing health insurance. And if any member has any questions about last week's show, we'd be happy to go over that quickly for you. I just want to repeat again that advanced directives are documents prepared while you are healthy and long before any situation arises which makes it impossible for you to communicate your wishes. And you will have already assigned a designated surrogate for your health and for your finances, and you will have had your HIPAA waiver signed so people who need to get information can get it from the physicians. And also, or as a result of a chronic illness or a new onset illness, because, as I said, we focus on all areas of living. Again, please call us at 661-554-9219 and press 1 if you would like to share with the rest of the masterminding community and the listeners here today. One of the things that when we worry about our, not worry, but when we plan for good health and we maintain balance and we plan for the eventualities that may occur, and some things are not eventual because death is something that will happen, it lessens stress in your life. And stress is one of the great causes of ill health. You know, they say that a lot of us who have this round belly fat, it is due to a hormone that is called cortisol, that what it does in fact is increase the girth of our waist. And, you know, once that is increased, and there comes the issues of diabetes and, you know, the obesity increases as we get more stress. There are very few people, it seems, that when they're not stressed, they don't eat. I think those people are in the minority. The majority of people, it would seem, are people who eat when they're stressed or do have other addictive behaviors when they're stressed. And we have to be very clear about it. Overeating and eating constantly and gaining weight is as addictive a behavior as people who drink and do other things. And its overall effect in the long run, maybe it takes a longer time. It's not so socially unacceptable as drinking excessively or using drugs. But the effect is just as real in that it's deleterious to our health and it can cause death. I want to invite our audience to get out a notebook. Some of you may have already been taking notes. And because we're going to start to talk some very specific things about advanced directives and planning for the one's life. And this is very key because we have parents, we have young adults in our lives that don't think of things like this at this point. I can think of a situation where I go to a class each once a month, and I went to a graduation, and there was a young man there helping to clean up the graduation festivities, and after he left there that night, he just died of a heart attack. Did any of us think that was possible? Maybe, but not really. He looked good. He was nice and trim, but he died. Did he have an advanced directive? Did he make his last words in writing known? I don't know. But one moment. We have a call here. So let us take this call. One moment, caller. We're coming to you. Hello. Good morning. Good morning. Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you? Nice to hear from you.
Good morning. Is that for me?
Yes, that's for you. You're calling. Yes, that's for you.
Oh, good morning. Hello, everyone. I just earlier when you had spoke about the specialized knowledge, and you were speaking about just repeating what, you know, whatever that dollar amount is, repeating what you want, and practicing what we're learning here, and believing, and the whole thought about knowledge. I used to say for so long, all of us used to probably say this, that knowledge is power. And as I've lived and learned, particularly these last couple of years, and watch how, although I was very knowledgeable and I was teaching a lot of information to people, I was sharing and I was encouraging people to do things that even I wasn't doing, it was like, no, the knowledge, having that knowledge is not the power. It's like the book says, it's in the application of the knowledge. And so we oftentimes wonder how we think people are really smart and how we're smart, but we don't accomplish things that we want to accomplish. And I wanted to speak to that. And then as we get into the just how we claim what we want and start living through this belief, so many things have happened for me since I came back from a boot camp with Miss Ann. And one of the things I determined at the boot camp was that I want to be a professional speaker and an MC. And since I just every day say this, every night say what I want, people have been coming to me with opportunities. As I said, I'm going to become a professional speaker. I'm joining the National Speakers Association, which was one of my goals from the retreat. And now people are coming to me that before I used to do things for free, but and I have the courage now to tell them exactly what I'm doing and that they can support me in that, or that I will not do anything for free now because I'm on this journey. And to have that, to have the courage to stand up for what you want and to challenge yourself to live in that manner so that you can do things for yourself but also for other people, because the more successful we are, the more we can help people. And I've learned that as I'm reading this book, and it's from, like I said, whatever you want, whether it's health, something for your family, whatever it is, we talk about it in a sense of, in Swiss Jazz, we say claim it, but to speak to it constantly, to beat back any negativity, to hold and embrace positivity and affirmation is so powerful. And it's, and as we said, we know these things, but we have to have the support around us to help us do that. So I'm so grateful to this group for having this tool available for us and for your love of yourself and your love of others to provide us this vehicle so that we can listen, we can share, we can learn, and we can live healthier, wealthier lives.
Fantastic. Thank you so, so much for calling in. Well put, well said. Thank you very, very much.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good
Hello.
Morning, Kathy. Yes.
Hi, Anne. How are you? This is Anne McNeil, the founder of International Masterminders, on the phone for those of you who might not know Anne. Good to have you on.
Thank you. Thank you so very much. You're doing a wonderful job in helping us understand that our health is our wealth. And just like we have goals and plans and priorities for our wealth and the other areas of our lives, we really have to do the same thing in our health area. And I also want to thank Stephanie Steven, who opened the line for us this morning, because Isabella Rivers is on the line, and she would like to make some comments. Izzy?
Izzy, are you on the line?
Yeah, she just have to, you have to look at the, she's open up her line chat.
I don't see a, I see a 414, but I don't see a 305 that's lit. If you want to speak, remember to press 1.
So she did, her line is, she pressed 1 on her line. It's definitely going to help us out and open it up for us, please.
In the meantime, there is another caller here that let me. Good morning.
Yeah, open up all the lines, please, Pat.
Hello, Izzy?
Yes.
Good morning. Nice to have you on.
Oh, I finally got through. Good morning. Good morning. Let me say I'm really enjoying the talk this morning, and especially since we being women of balance and our yearly goal is focusing on health. And what my comment is, health is so important to us. You know, I not until I had my open heart surgery did I really take my health under consideration, because I was so busy trying to accumulate riches and money and other things until I just really neglected my health. And I was walking one morning and all of a sudden I started sweating and I got nauseous. And thank God my sister worked in surgery at Aventura Hospital. I called her and I told her what I was experiencing, and that's when she said, well, you need to come in and let us check you. And all of a sudden, the doctor just told me, after all the tests and the cardiac cath, he said, you need to have open heart surgery. And I said, for what? And he says, well, all your arteries are clogged, and then your mitral valve is leaking. It's regurgitating. And so anyway, after having open heart surgery, is when I really took my health under consideration, because we can accumulate all the money in the world, but if we're not healthy to spend it, what's the use in even trying to get it? We're collecting it so we can do the things that we want to do in life. But now that I've had the surgery and I'm in good health, my focus is now on health. And I try to, and I'm sharing this with all women, one of the most important things you need to know, you need to do, is get your blood work done, because that will tell you what your cholesterol level is, your triglycerides, the HDL, the LDL, all of that information lies in the blood, even down to your kidneys and your liver function. And, you know, we can look healthy, but the thing about it, we may not be healthy on the inside. So I'm so happy that we have Pat, being a nurse, that's in our group, that keeps me, she keeps me on target. She lets me know what to ask the doctor, different levels of cholesterol, triglyceride, hypertension. And the thing about me is that it's heredity. My mom, my grandmother, brothers, sisters, we all have this coronary artery disease, coronary heart disease. And so I'm very particular about what I eat now, because, you know, I hear people say, oh, we used to eat pig and it didn't do anything. Yes, it did. It clogged your arteries. Some people are blessed that they can eat a whole pig and the arteries don't get clogged. I can't do it. Some of us that meet me in can't do it. So my suggestion is, sit down, talk to your doctor, let him know that, listen, I want to know what my cholesterol level is. I want to know what my triglyceride. And since I've really got into health, now I know what triglyceride is. And when I asked the doctor, I said, well, how can I combat this triglyceride? He said, get off the sweets. Triglyceride comes from a lot of sugar, and it clogs your arteries. And he says, like sludge in your arteries. And it the high cholesterol is bad for me, for my arteries. So again, I suggest to all women, you can start Monday. Just make an appointment with your doctor and say, listen, I want to have my blood work done extensively, and have it done. Then that will tell you, oh, your triglyceride is high, your cholesterol is high. We need to put you on medication to, you know, help to detour whatever might come up. One of the things I did for my health, I joined the gym over at South Hadley Park, and I walk every morning. And if I can't get it in every morning, I at least try to do 3 days of an hour walking. I joined the class to keep my heart, in top shape. I do everything that will assist me in keeping my health at a at a level that I feel healthy. I feel good. And once you feel healthy, then you feel wealthy and wise. That's my comment. Keep up the good work. I'm enjoying the program. And you all have a blessed, balanced day. That's our motto when we hang up from each other. Have a blessed and balanced day. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Izzy, because that discussion that Izzy has started next Saturday when we speak, the two diseases that we're going to be talking about will be heart disease and asthma. I want to go back to something that Izzy said earlier, in that there she was thinking she was fine, and all of a sudden she was sweating, and she probably could have had a heart attack, and she could have just died. But did she have everything in place? And that is what is important. So for the next 50 minutes that we have here, it probably won't take all that time, and we'll take another call, is that long before that eventuality or sudden onset comes in, we need to have discussions about what we want to have done when and if, not if, but when we do die. It, as I said, it is the greatest gift that you can give to those you leave behind. And Whereas you may be gone, these other people, it stresses them and creates problems for their own health. And therefore, this is a gift you give during life to those that will be left behind. And it's not as formal an approach as advanced directives, but I would suggest that you do write down your instructions and you let someone know where they are, probably your healthcare surrogate or any designated person, and let them know how you want to be buried. You want, I mean, to be cremated. Again, recently, I just went through this situation where people are trying to decide, what did Mom want? No, she didn't want to go in the ground. Well, she didn't. It didn't matter. Did she want to go back to her homeland to be buried? Well, I don't know. Maybe she wanted to be buried here near to her brothers and sisters. And, you know, this conversation happens a lot. So write it down. Some people go as far as actually prepaying for their own funerals and going to the funeral home, making the choices, paying for it so that, and leaving the details where it can be found. And therefore, when death does occur, it's just a matter of following the instructions that you wanted. Whether you want flowers or you have a favorite charity that you would like people to donate to. Some people set up scholarship funds. And as Anne McNeil often says and does give us this exercise, it isn't ghoulish, but it is very, very helpful, maybe even, to prepare a draft of your own obituary, because, as they say, who knows more about you than you? And I remember when Anne McNeil came to Jamaica last year and met with five of the most precious young people. They did sit down and write their obituaries, and it was very interesting. And I think they felt a lot better after that. Some of the things that you just must have is that you have to know where your recent tax returns are. And this is just living life and not only preparing for death. And I think in our mastermind survey, we address these issues as well. You need to know where your real estate titles and deeds for the properties you own are. You need to know the mortgages, who holds them, the account numbers. I mean, who holds them means who is the person who's giving you this mortgage, what entity, what company. Write down your names and addresses and account numbers and those passwords, now that we are so password-friendly or unfriendly, depending on how you look at it. Think of all the things that you have in the computers. Who is going to be able to, I mean, get in there if you don't have your most current passwords written down in a book and tell somebody that they exist? And your PIN numbers, okay? List your retirement accounts that you may have with your jobs or you may have independently, and pensions, and who people know who, you know, will be entitled to these monies. Your life insurance and health and long-term care policies and their account numbers should be recorded. Put down your Social Security number. Make a copy of your Social Security card. If you have a safe deposit box, let somebody know where the keys are kept. Make sure you have a birth certificate. If you've been divorced or you've been naturalized, hopefully if you've been naturalized, you have a passport. And people know where that is. List your credit cards in your name, the numbers and the addresses, your title insurance, if you have that, your car registration, any stocks that you have, and any partnership agreements. These are very important things that we need to sit down and take the time to do. Get a notebook. We talked about this last week. Get a loose leaf binder. If you're going to keep this all in the computer, make sure that somebody knows how to get to it. I really caution you to put this in the old-fashioned paper and pen world. This is the time when it's okay to kill a few trees to make sure this information is written down. I am going to see if this caller is on the line, who has been with us for a while. Hello? Hello? Well, they're not They don't have a question, but they've been with us for a long time. Hello?
Pat, this is Sharon Jackson.
Oh, hello. How are you? You've been a long, faithful listener here this morning. Would you like to share something with us, Sharon?
One of the things that I have learned, even though I haven't had major health issues, but one of the things that I have found out is that we are maturing women. And as we mature, our body changes. And things change. Our health changes. We have to change things. What I did at 23, I cannot do. I couldn't do when I was 40, and I certainly can't do it now that I'm in my upper 50s, okay? And things change, and that's important, that as we get older, that we assist and we take younger women with us to let them know this is what's going to happen. No one told me certain things were going to happen. And so I think as masterminders, we go in for balance, and we, you know, say, what are we going to do when you're 92? But if we don't plan for the changes that happen, not only in our finances, but also in our body, then we don't, you know, you just cannot move forward unless you're operating with understanding. What's going to happen to me when I'm 30? What happens to me when I'm 40? What happens to me when I'm 50? What's going to happen? Our body changes every 10 years. And it's just so interesting. I'm just saying that I really think that as I'm going through life, I'm realizing no one told me.
Oh, true. You know, I don't know which woman's day or was it a family circle, but I think in the last, 2 years, there was an article exactly like that, Sharon, where they looked at women and they took you 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80. Not only the changes that occur, but the action that you need to take at these different stages of your life. So thank you for that excellent point. And since most of us are on the computer, if you just Google something like stages of age and your health or women's issues, I'm sure you'll come up and this was what Sharon is saying will be so supported because, you know, how we could eat at 20, we definitely can't eat at 50. And then we say, I used to eat a lot and I was nice and thin, but what happened now? Well, you're like 20 years older and the body is changing, the hormones are changing, the metabolism is changing. So thank you so much for sharing that with us, Sharon.
Thank you.
Let me see. Hello. Our caller is from New Jersey. Hello? 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 You're live on the air. You're listening to Blog Talk Radio at... hello, can you hear me? You're on the air with Blog Talk Radio at 661-554-9219, www.blogtalkradio.com/masterminders. Can you hear me, caller? The line's open. Well, our caller isn't coming in, but let's see. We have another caller here. Hello, good morning. Good morning. Hello, good morning. Okay, our callers are on the air but not speaking, and that's okay. As Anne and Sharon and Izzy pointed out, health is wealth. Make an action plan for your health every day. And where two or more are gathered with the same goals in harmony and supporting each other, and being held accountable to each other for achieving your health goal, it will be achieved. But it will only happen with persistence and consistency, as Napoleon Hill pointed out. And as he points out in the book, as we read this book, if we do things half-heartedly and they don't get the results we say we want, It's not fault of the book. It's not his fault. It's all our fault that we have not held ourselves accountable and that we have not done all the work that it takes to achieve success of your burning desire. Include a health goal in your affirmation if you have not done so already. And if it's not in there, if you don't have an affirmation, write one. And for those callers who may be listening who are not masterminders, an affirmation is a statement where you put in your burning desire. In many cases, it is, and you put in a date. And it could be something that says, I want my A1C to be 5.5. And I put in a plan to make that happen. And an A1C is a measurement of the amount of glucose, sugar, that is in the blood over a three-month period. And that is how they're really testing diabetes these days and deciding that you are a diabetic. So suppose you made that a burning desire for some reason. You don't want to be a pre-diabetic, and you want to have an A1C that is below, say, 6, then your action plan might include increasing your exercise, losing weight, minimizing excessive carbohydrates, and you work on that every day. And that is how you would put your affirmation together for something like your health. And I remember last week we spoke about the secret briefly, and that the secret looks at health a little bit the same way as Napoleon Hill does, in that they say if you constantly talk about ill health, then you're drawing it to you. That's like the power of auto-suggestion. So we are here focusing on giving information about health, but we're also talking about being in really great health. If you want to learn more about being a masterminder, kindly visit us on www.internationalmasterminders.com. Continue to listen to the show every Saturday morning at 661-554-9219 or dial in on your computer blogtalkradio.com/masterminders. So until next Saturday at 8 a.m., when International Masterminders will again present a show on Blog Talk Radio, this is the Women of Balance signing off and wishing you a wonderful week, and that next Saturday you will have accomplished all the goals you set out to do, and that by, as masterminders, we want to suggest to you that by the end of March, the 31st of March, that you have completed your living will, your advanced directives, and made your wishes known about what you want to happen at the end of your life. But remember, this is not the end of your life. This is the beginning of a healthier life. So until next Saturday, please be well. Please be healthy. Please drink your fluids. That's water. Water. Please eat well and get your special knowledge about health and put it into action. Until next Saturday, this is International Masterminders signing off from Blog Talk Radio. Wow. Ich bin der Ofenbach, der Ofenanzug.